Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
It is official. The German industrial giant Bayer has revealed its $62 billion takeover bid for Monsanto as it seeks to create a new titan in the world of agriculture. So far, the chemical maker's ambitious announcement, it's the largest takeover bid by a German company ever and the biggest all-cash acquisition offer on record, appears to fall on deaf ears. Monsanto, based in St. Louis, is the world's largest manufacturer of genetically modified crop seeds. Bayer is hoping to unite that business with its own pesticide operations, forming a one-stop shop for farmers. We're talking about a all-cash offer of $122 a share for Monsanto. That would probably require Bayer to take on additional debt, as well as issue new stock. It would dilute existing shareholders. And a lot of shareholders not especially happy with what they're hearing thus far from Bayer on this deal. Now, let's talk a little bit about the latest crop progress numbers. Pretty well in line with what the traders were anticipating ahead of yesterday's report. We now have 86% of our U.S. corn crop planted versus the five-year average of 85%. Last year at this point, we were 90%. 60% of the crop has now emerged versus the 55% five-year average. 56% of the U.S. soybean crop now planted versus the five-year average of 52%. Last year, 56% at this point. Cotton crop now 46% planted versus 54% for the five-year average. So the sorghum crop 37% planted now versus the five-year average of 43%. Texas 72% planted versus the five-year average of 78%. Kansas 6% planted. Oklahoma 39% planted versus the five-year average of 39%. Now let's talk a little bit about our winter wheat crop here in the Southern Plains. We do have, according to the latest crop weather updates for Texas, 6% of their crop now harvested, although they do say wet conditions have stopped harvest in some areas where it is ready to go, including in some of the rolling plains region of North Texas, just across the Red River from Oklahoma. Of course, we also have that same situation, it looks like, right now. We're ready to harvest in a lot of areas, simply waiting on some drier weather. 66% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is rated in good to excellent condition. We're at 59% good to excellent rating on the Kansas wheat crop. 47% of the Texas crop right now rated in that good to excellent category. Canola crop, some of that is being swathed in the state of Oklahoma. 55% of the crop right now rated in good to excellent condition. Pasture range conditions, not a lot of difference compared to a week ago. We're at 53% in good to excellent shape for Oklahoma, 65% good to excellent shape for Texas, and 72% good to excellent shape in Kansas. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows, bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows, AI to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October-December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll-free at 888-926-9696. That's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.